Next week, Morning Edition will broadcast a series of stories about literacy. The stories address questions that are being asked in the White House, on Capitol Hill, and in state houses and schools across the country. How do people define literacy? What's the most effective way to teach reading? And how is testing affecting teaching? Finally, how do young people slip through the cracks? Why does a college student need a tutor to write a simple sentence? We interviewed dozens of scholars and teachers for this series, and many of them said the same thing. Young people aren't reading enough, not in school and not on their own. So to launch this series, our reporters asked high school students this question. Are you a reader?
For me personally, I'll tell you I don't read that much because there's so much more to do.
What is competing for your attention?
Everything. It's sports and entertainment and computers. You know, you want to find something, it's right there. You don't have to read about it and then think about it. You don't have to use your imagination. It's given to you.
Justin Quadra, a high school senior from San Antonio, Texas. But book sale figures and polls show that many teenagers do enjoy reading. The National Education Association reports 42% of young people say they read primarily for pleasure. Our reporter spoke to many high school students who said they like to read, period, for school and for fun.
I still go out. It's not like I'll sit home all day and read. It's like I'll go out, I'll stay out till whenever, and then I'll just come home and I'll read before I go to bed.
What books have you enjoyed the most?
I liked Go Ask Alice a lot. It's a diary about this girl, and she was on drugs, and she worked so hard to get off them.
I've been reading a lot of the James Herriot books, such as All Creatures Great and Small, and I would say that would be the last one I've been reading for recreation.
There's this book that I read. It's nonfiction, and it was called Sultana the Princess. It gave me a closer view at the religion of Islamic.
The last book I read was The Fisherman in the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. The Old Man in the Sea, my bad, book I read.
That wasn't class, so that was just for...
No, that was not, that was just for me.
I like to read mystery novels or romance novels. My favorite author is Nora Roberts. My second favorite is Sandra Brown. And my third favorite is Mary Higgins Clark. She writes mystery novels.
I'm a very big science fiction fan. My first book that I really love was 2001, A Space Odyssey.
The last book I read was called Team Rodent. It was about the workings of the Disney Corporation.
You said that one of the best books you read was To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah. It exposed me to so much that I've never seen before. It hit me, like, this is the world, like, reality hit, you know?
The last book that I finished is called Rogue Warrior by Richard Marcinko. He's an ex-Navy SEAL, and I just started a book called The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama.
I started this philosophy book, and it was kind of lost under my bed for a while.
What book is that?
I don't remember the name of it. It's about, like, Plato and Socrates and Aristotle.
A lot of the reading I do for school, I don't read entire chapters. I think part of what you learn is that you can pick out certain information that you know is going to be important. You don't have to know every single detail.
I actually wouldn't read as much when teachers would assign books and everything, and I would always, you know, opt for the cop-out, you know, read a Cliff's Note or such. But I was taking an acting class, and he recommended that we read a book by Dostoevsky called Notes from the Underground. And I actually did read, like, the whole thing, and I was amazed at how much I'd been missing in other books. And I think so many times we do that is when we do skim over things and just try to get the idea for school, we're not understanding the artistic quality that these books really do have.
High school students Victoria Stevens, Emily Newman, Jeff Spencer, Katie Lowry, Jeff Fisher, Mimi Tao, Stephen Fasella, Ariana Agramonte, Muhammad Abdullah, and Iris Pang. On Monday, Morning Edition's four-part literacy series begins with a story about how people define literacy.